Thank you. All right, we are on item 8, and this is PR 2020-4256, preliminary final plat SD 2021-141 for Glenn Efforts at 2918 Mountain Road Northwest. Cartesian Surveys is the agent.
Good morning, this is Ryan with Cartesian.
Ah, there you are, Ryan. Okay, go ahead and give us your name, firm, and address.
Certainly. This is Ryan Mahal with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87174.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Okay. Go ahead and give us an update, Ryan.
Okay. So since the last time we've been heard, we received and updated water and sewer availability statement, which was included in the packet, as well as we had decided that we will adjust the curb cut to match the existing sidewalk along the frontage of Mountain Road. And with that, we await any comments. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 8 on Mountain Road? Please raise your hand now or press star 9 if you're on the phone. Seeing no one, let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. As the applicant, Ryan, stated, we've issued a revised availability statement that eliminated the need for a additional water main. So we have no further objections to this project. Thank you.
Thank you. Code Enforcement.
This is Charles Massis with Code Enforcement. We do have, the only comment here, and there are no objections, just the note that within an area of consistency per IDO 54C1B, non-conforming lots may be replatted without requiring a variance to lot size. If the replat meaningfully decreases the degree of already existing non-conformity, so no objections.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mr. Maestas. Parks and Rec.
No, Summerfield Parks and Rec, no additional comments.
Thank you. Hydrology?
Mr. Mejo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection.
Transportation?
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation only had one comment prior to approval, and it was already brought up by Ryan earlier to replace the curb cut with sidewalk and standard high curb prior to my official sign off, and I can take delegation on that.
Okay. Planning?
This is Maggie Gould. So planning's comments have been addressed. We had a comment regarding looking at code enforcement comments for contextual standards and looking at transportation comments regarding access requirements. So planning has no objections.
Okay. So Ms. Wolfenberger, is there an infrastructure list?
There is not an infrastructure list, no.
There's not, okay. All right, and do we have the AGIS DXF file for this?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. No, I do not believe so. Ryan, could you please confirm if you got that to us?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. No, we have not sent that yet. We were waiting to get confirmation of approval with what we had, so we'll send it today.
Sounds great.
And do we have all our utility signatures?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, we do.
So the only thing we need from the planning sphere is the AGIS?
That's correct. Except,
okay. With that, I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for preliminary final plat. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed.
This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. I vote for approval.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, I vote to approve.
Charles Summerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Birmingham Hydrology, I approe.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I accept delegation for revision of the curb cut to replace it with full height curb and sidewalk prior to my signature. Thank you.
And this is Jolene Wolfley, DRB chair. I approve with delegation for the AGIS DXF file for 8 weeks. There's a consensus vote to approve item 8 and project number 2020-4256, application number SD2021-141. Because the application meets the applicable requirements of IDU and DPM with delegation to transportation and planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated.